What is up? Welcome back. Episode number 4 of the Playbook Podcast. This episode is a little bit different because we're only focusing on one game. It's week 0 because on August 24th, we get a game between the University of Florida and the University of Miami. And then we wait until like the 29th and the 28th, 30th, 31st till the rest of the games for week 1 start. And we figured because Christian is a diehard Hurricanes fan and Gene is a diehard Gator fan, except when he's rooting for his alumni, FAU, we would do a special week 0 episode. So today we're breaking down one game. We're picking one game. We're going to see how everything goes. I'm going to try to make sure these two don't kill each other while we're recording. And we're going to preview a really, really hyped up game, probably the talk of college football right now. So, Christian, how are you?
Oh, you know, I'm ready. I've been waiting for this. I've been waiting for this episode.
And Gene?
What's going on, guys?
Every time Gene talks, I'm going to play that. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, let's not get carried away there, Doe.
I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, he's playing. Doe's trying to play Trick Daddy off of his phone.
So what's going down right now?
Keep that same energy. Keep that same energy all week.
We're going to keep that energy. And today, we're going to decide on what the consequences of the bet between Christian and Gene is for who's... What the punishment the loser has to do for the winner when we go to the game between UCF and FAU. But, you know, we'll decide that at the end of the episode. So before I let you guys pretty much take over the rest of this episode, I want to give you 3 thoughts that I have about this game and what I think the 3 biggest things are. And I'm going to let you guys touch on that, and then I'll let you guys take over from there. So... number one is how well will Jaren Williams do in his first start as a quarterback for the University of Miami against a very talented University of Florida defense. I think Florida has one of the better defenses in the SEC, probably top 4 in the SEC, maybe top 10 in the country, something like that. And I think it's going to be very interesting to see what they do. However, I am concerned about how thin UF's secondary is on the back half after the starters. Not really, you know, the starters, they're good, but what happens if one of them gets, you know, what happens if one of them goes down with a cramp? Like, who's coming in after, and who's going to be able to guard these receivers from Miami? Number 2 is going to be the battle in the trenches. Which offensive line is going to be able to hold up against the other team's defensive line? You know, last year I came out, I was a huge supporter of the trench bullies, those O-linemen, those Z-linemen. So I'm interested to see the matchup right there. And then I'm interested to see how Felipe Franks is going to play against this Miami defense, which we see these things on Twitter where everyone says, oh, Jaren Williams plays against a better defense than Felipe Franks. We'll see all season. Jaren Williams plays a better defense than UF. And Felipe Franks, these people think that he plays against a better defense than he's going to see on come Saturday. So I'm interested to see those 3 things. So what do you guys think about that? Gene, go ahead.
Start off. Really, I think matchup-wise, I think Florida has the advantage. Just to start off, when you look at O-line on Florida's side, you know, Christian's always kind of trash state.
Let me ask you something real quick, though. We'll go at this together. Like, you said they have the advantage, like, in what? Give me... the one thing UF has a clear advantage that they're better than Miami at. One thing.
When you put it like that, I mean, all right. Here's how I look at it. I look at it like this. If Florida's offense can come out there and put together a decent game where they can put together about 24 to 27 points, they can keep Miami's offense from scoring that much. And I think Franks and really the whole rest of the offense, I mean, our running backs, correct me if I'm wrong, Garrett, but I believe 3 out of 4 running backs are guys who have game experience already. And of course, if we want to go into the defensive side now, really, to me, that's where the clear advantage, we're talking about Gators defense versus Miami's offense. To me, that's a clear advantage to Gators defense. I don't think Miami's offense can put up more than, say, 17 against this defense. That's how I see it. And I think it's going to be a good game, but I just don't see Florida losing this game, not with what's at stake.
So, Christian, before you counter, let me just kind of make a point off what Gene said. So, when Gene said, I think the Gators scoring 27 points or whatever he said, I really think the winner of this game, I think it might end up being first to 24 because these two defenses are very good. They're very stacked. And I really think it could be the first one to 24 wins this game. But, you know, now that I'm sitting here saying that out loud, I wouldn't be surprised if this game ends up being like 35-34. Like, just because we're sitting here thinking about how it's going to be a defensive struggle and we're going to talk about how which defense comes out better, which quarterback plays slightly better than the other. But right now I'm saying first one to 24 wins. So, Christian, please carry on.
So like, I'll start it off like this. Gene says if the offense can score 27 points, you know, then UF could win. But like, here's the thing. Like, we stated it. It's football is won and lost in the trenches. And here's two things I can tell you. Manny Diaz, his defenses, they get to the quarterback. There have been top 5 in sacks and tackles for loss 3 years in a row. They get to the quarterbacks. Now you're going to sit here and say you've got an offensive line in UF that's replacing 141 starts. 141 starts gone from that team last year. That was an experienced offensive line. Three seniors, one junior. That was an experienced line. Now you're putting a whole new offensive line together. Never started before. We're taking an extra week away from them in camp because this game's a week earlier. Now you're telling them to go against a Miami defense that all they do is wreak havoc in that backfield. And where has Franks been when he's played his worst? It's when you get pressure up the middle. Now you get Miami with the two best linebackers in the ACC, you know, two top 10 linebackers in the country, you know, now they're coming. I don't think UF gets to 27 points. That's the thing. And I think that's why this game is a game Miami can win, because I think it's going to be, Garrett said first to 24. I'm thinking it's first to 20. Like, I think I just know how these games go. And I can tell you how this is going to go. And I think the defenses are both at a clear advantage, honestly. And I think UF does have the good skill players like Kadarius Toney, P. Ryan, you know, Grimes. They got some players. Miami's got some players on offense, too. Yeah, you know, Miami's got some players on offense, too. The difference is it's the offensive line is what's going to keep Miami in that game. And it's UF's offensive line. And it's going to be determined on who turns the ball over. And, you know, Miami wants to bring out that chain. We don't know what the new chain is going to be. If they have a new one this year, who knows? But they're going to want to, you know, bring it out.
You know, Gators can force some turnovers. I'm sure you watched the LSU game last year.
Yep. So, Gene, just stats and info has just gotten back to me. And you are right. All three of UF's top three running backs are coming back from next season. Nobody has sat out. Malik Davis is a redshirt sophomore, so he played last season. But I think the interesting spot to watch when it comes to game day on Saturday is going to be the right tackle for UF. He's a redshirt freshman, didn't play at all last season. Coming in, first game is going to be against Miami. Big game under the lights in Orlando, college game day. The whole deal is coming on Saturday, and I think that's going to be the spot that Miami's going to go after. I expect to see a lot of blitzes, a lot of stunts, all kinds of things coming off that right side when it comes to game day, and I really think that's going to be the spot where Franks is going to see a lot of pressure in his face as opposed to off his blind side, and I think that's going to be a very interesting spot to watch. So everybody mark it down. Right tackle. That's the spot to watch come Saturday. What do you think about that, Gene?
I don't necessarily disagree with you. I mean, but I believe that is that tackle. It's tackle guard, but that position, the one position that isn't experienced. Now, I know, of course, Christian said, you know, they're not starters, but the four other guys on that starting O-line all played decent amounts last year. Of course, you know, they weren't starters, but it's not like they've never played in a college game. Now, yeah. On the other hand, Miami's offense is literally starting a quarterback that, as far as I'm aware, did he play last year at all?
One time. That's it. One game.
Took a couple snaps.
And now he's going up against the Gators defense. I mean, honestly, listen, if he turns out to be a superstar, then that's just out of the unknown. But as far as we know right now, we just don't. We don't have any info on this guy. I don't, at least.
I mean, he beat out a kid that had a lot of talent and upside in Perry and could have easily started, you know. And then, and if Perry's the quarterback, then like, what are you, you know, what are you saying? You're like, he's played in games, he has experience. And then this kid went out and beat him. And then you got, you know, the number two quarterback in all of college when he was in high school, and Tate Martell. He beat out both of them, and you know, it had to be thoroughly enough for the coaches not even to like question it, you know, not even to be like, okay, well, like, let's go with the experience or let's go with the older guy. No, like, for the freshman to get that, he had to like actually beat them where it wasn't even that close. And all throughout camp, I think it's just been, he is the least turnover prone. And I think that's why he won. Think about this. In high school, he threw, over his last 2 years starting, he threw 750 passes. He threw 7 interceptions. Like, that's unheard of in high school. Like, that's crazy. 750 passes, he threw 7 interceptions. You know, seven interceptions. Like, it's ridiculous. I think he has the best accuracy on the team, not the strongest arm. But I think he got the nod because I don't think he's going to put the ball in harm's way. And I think what Miami's planning on doing is, if you look at the game versus LSU last year to open the year, regardless of how the offense played and Malik Rozier, you know, throwing some interceptions, a pick six and stuff, regardless of that, Miami played a stout defensive game. Like, the score didn't look that bad because of the other factors in the game. The score looked out of hand. But if you look at the game, like, I think LSU averaged like 3.4 yards a play, like, on offense, nothing crazy. The reason they won that game is because Joe Burrow, when it mattered most, he was beating the one-on-one coverage, the one-on-one tight coverage. And that's how you beat Miami, is they will bring the pressure right up your face, give you 2 seconds to throw, and they're going to make your quarterback beat you in those tight windows, those tight slants, those tight outs. That's how you beat Miami. And I think that's going to be the game plan versus UF. It's going to be pressure Franks up the middle, because that's when he's been vulnerable. Georgia did it all last year. Pressure him up the middle and then see if he can beat you the one-on-one tight coverage. And it's going to be, our athletes are just as good as your athletes. So I'm excited to see it, but I'm honestly, I have a little bit of low key confidence that I think Miami can definitely play with them. I don't know, you know, just because they're top 10, Miami's not ranked technically. It's going to be a good game, but, I think just because Jaren's a freshman doesn't necessarily mean he's going to be turnover prone, because that's the reason he got the nod. And obviously it's going to be a shock factor, you know, and he's going to get punched in the mouth, and until he gets punched in the mouth, he's not really going to wake up and realize what he's in. But I think the difference is, I think Miami is trying to avoid that pick six, that game changing play that has plagued this team the last 3-4 years. And I think as long as they can avoid the plague play, you know, the turnover inside their own 20, Miami's defense is going to keep them in that game. So I think that's what they're relying on, and that's why he got the nod.
Anyway, my money's on Franks. How I see it, as much as you and Garrett, of course, have criticized him,
it's more me than
Franks
anything.
He's going to be coming in very confident. You know, last season was a little bit rocky, but overall it was more good than bad. A little bit rocky, there's a couple of games I really, really was frustrated with them, but more good than bad. You know, of course, the Michigan game was probably like the big highlight. You know, FSU was expected to be a blowout, but the Michigan game was a big highlight for a season. And now he's at a point where, you know, no one's really questioning him as the starter anymore. I don't expect him to like be elite type of quarterback. Obviously, I would never put him in the category of like Heisman, but I think he's going to have a good season. I think he's going to have a solid season, and it has to start with Miami. I think he's going to do fine. I think Francis probably going to get you 2 passing touchdowns that game, and the rest of it can go through the running game, and that should be enough to put up at least in the 20s in terms of points.
So I don't necessarily disagree with you, Franks or Gene. I think Franks is going to have like a decent game, and just because he's been through so many games with so many good opponents, you know, and I mean, that's the benefit you get from playing Georgia every year, from playing these cross division games in the SEC, from playing these big bowl games. Like, he got to see that Michigan defense that at one point last year we all thought was the best defense in college football. So true. I think that Franks does have the advantage of coming in and knowing that this defense that he's going to see is legit, and that there are going to be times where he makes mistakes, and he might throw that interception that puts Florida in a bad spot, but he knows that stuff is going to happen. So as much as I like to talk shit about Felipe Franks, I really think that his experience is going to be a big factor for UF. But at the same time, I think Jaren's inexperience is something that Miami could turn into an advantage, because, you know, UF's defense has never seen him. He's never really seen live action that's going to be like what he sees on Saturday. And if you really think about it, that could be great for them, or that could be really bad. They might rely on the run. They might rely on really short passes, and they might rely on special teams and defense to carry them to this win. But I really think this game is going to be like a lot closer than people think. And like I said, first one to 24 could easily win this game. I could see this game coming down to who has the ball last. Like, I think we're in week zero. We got a special treat because of Ticketmaster's fuck up. And I'm really glad that we get this. So it's just a little taste. It's a little taste before the whole thing goes into full swing. And I'm just happy that we made it to another football season. And starting on Saturday, we have football every weekend until February. This is the longest college football season ever. Did you guys know that?
Right. We have an extra week, right?
Yep. We get an extra week and the national championship game's a little bit later than it has been. So it's going to be the longest season of college football ever. And we're going to be here to take everybody through it week by week, game by game. But before we keep rubbing it in on how excited we are that college football, I mean, I think we really need to break down like the little aspects of the game that we think each team has the advantage. So, Christian, let me hear where you think the one spot on the field, offense, defense, special teams, coaching, whatever you think, the one aspect of this game where Miami has the advantage over UF, what do you think that is?
I think the clear advantage, and like you said, a lot of people are looking at it as a disadvantage, how Jaren Williams hasn't played. I think a clear advantage as far as game plan going is Dan Anos being the new offense coordinator. To the fact is that he's coming right from Bama. Bama wanted to make him the OC, chose to come to Miami. He's handpicked his quarterback out of the 3 talented ones he had to choose from. And I think no one's seen his offensive game plan. No one knows what he's going to do. Like we said, I mean, we got a full year of film.
Have a stroke.
Franks. Yeah, almost, right? A film on Franks. Think about it. Like, we've seen his film. We know what his weaknesses are. We know where everything is. Whereas Miami, you haven't seen the offense. You have no idea what you're going to see. You know, you have no idea what kind of offensive game plan they're bringing. Could run, line up 5 wide. Who knows? Like, whereas UF. We've seen it. You know, Miami's been preparing all offseason because they've seen UF's offense. They've seen Mullen's offense at Mississippi State. Miami's going to give shit that UF hasn't seen, and there's no way to prepare for it until you see it. So I think that could be a clear advantage as far as the first half goes. Second half adjustments off the table. I mean, yes, but that's not going to happen. You know, think about it.
It's a football's a gamble. All right, Gene, what do you think? What do you think the one spot on the field, again, offense, defense, special teams, coaching, whatever, what do you think the one spot on the field UF has a clear advantage over Miami?
I mean, honestly, quarterback, but I think overall as a team, but quarterback first, man. I think quarterback first. To me, I think Frank's going to have a good game. Like, I don't feel that worried about Frank's.
But you sleep on the defense like that. Like, why you got to be so sleep on Miami's defense? Like, this isn't Tennessee. Like, chill out.
That's how I see it. I think Frank's will have a better game versus Miami's defense than Jaren Williams will versus UF's.
Okay.
Otherwise, I believe that.
So, let me throw my input. Let me throw my stuff into the hat right here. So, I'll give you both. So, where I think Miami has an advantage, I think it's going to be wide receiver. I think their wide receivers are going to be a little bit better than UF's corners, specifically for the fact that, you know, when they line up five wide or if they line up four wide, yes, I think that like Wilson and Henderson are really good corners for Florida, but behind them, like, you got freshmen, you got sophomores, you got guys who've never seen the field before who are going to, again, are they going to fade under the bright lights or are they special? Like, we don't know. And I'm interested to see that because, you know, you got receivers from Miami, Jeff Thomas, all these guys who are good route runners, great athletes. Both teams have the advantage of having all these guys from South Florida, Florida, wherever, who are great athletes who are playing for both teams. But I think Miami has an advantage when it comes to the wide receivers, the group as a whole versus the group as a whole of defensive backs. And then I think Florida has an advantage when it comes to defensive line. So I think their defensive line might be slightly better than Miami's offensive line is. Plus the fact that these guys have game experience, they'll be able to get after the quarterback. And, you know, again, Jaren Williams, this isn't a knock against Jaren, but this is just a knock against the fact that he's never played in a game like this before. Like, even though Miami's ranked, this is basically a top 25 matchup because both these teams are probably going to take this game extremely seriously. And I think that Florida's defensive line is slightly better than Miami's offensive line. So give me Miami's wide receivers and Florida's defensive line. That's where I think the two big differences will be.
I feel like I could sit here and argue, though, that Miami's defensive line versus Florida's offensive line is a clear advantage as well. You know, like, so then wouldn't that be a wash?
Right. Well, okay. I mean, yes, I don't necessarily disagree with you, but I'm saying, like, where I, like, you said, Jaren is, Chris, like Gene said, Franks is the advantage. I think that matchup and then Miami's receivers versus Florida's DBs is the two spots where both teams have the best advantage and have the most opportunity to gain from the other team. Not necessarily that Miami's defensive line isn't better than Florida's offensive line. It's just that, you know, the switch.
Okay, so let me ask you this. I'll ask Gene too, and then I'll give my answer. Florida wins the game if Miami wins the game if.
Gene, you can go first. Actually, okay. Yeah, Gene, go ahead.
Florida wins the game if they score more than 17. Now, Miami wins the game. I'm not going to put another score one. Miami wins the game if Frank throws more than, say, 35 passes, which he probably won't actually, but 35 passes, I think. If Frank throws more than 35 passes, I think Miami wins that game. Because, you know, I don't want to be in a situation where Frank's just throwing the ball, like, a lot, like crazy. To me, that's when you put yourself in a position to lose. I think if Florida gets kind of a really early rhythm going running the ball, I think that's right where you want him. And then Franks will deliver a few really important passes. And that'll be, like, how he's celebrated. But okay, if he's out there, like, just sitting back, throwing, I think Miami would win it.
Okay. What about you, G?
Okay, so I think Miami wins the game if they get two turnovers. And I think two turnovers is the key number here because, like I said, I really think it's going to be first 1-24. And I think, you know, if they get a turnover in the first half, that'll give them some life. That'll give Jaren that extra possession. And it'll let them settle into the game more. But if they get that second turnover, that's where Miami's bread and butter is. They thrive off those turnovers. They thrive off those big plays. So Miami wins if they get two turnovers. And I think UF wins if Franks throws three touchdowns. I don't know if the game is going to be won any other way because, you know, I think P. Ryan is like a really good running back. I think he's going to have a good season. But, you know, he's not going to be able to carry the burden against a defense like Miami, especially in a game where it's going to be the two teams punching each other in the mouth. And I think it's really going to, you know, Gene says he doesn't want Franks to throw a lot, but I really think that if this game is going to be won by UF, he's going to have to throw three touchdowns because they're going to come ready for that run. And Miami's run defense is really good. And like you said, in that game with LSU, you know, Burrow wasn't necessarily throwing the ball all over the field, but he was making those key completions and moving LSU. He was moving the sticks, moving it slowly. And that was a lot of the things that would happen with Miami last year was when a quarterback was having a good game, they couldn't figure out how to stop those short passes that move the sticks that kept mm-hmm. the defense on the field. And I really think that, you know, maybe three touchdowns is a little wishful, but maybe even two touchdowns and like 250 yards. Like if Franks gets something like around that kind of stat line, I really think that's going to be what wins UF the game.
Okay. Good info there. I think kind of around the same lines. I think the key number I'm looking here is I think Miami wins if they get five or more sacks. I think the pressure on Franks will create the turnovers. If you get no pressure, you don't get turnovers. Because if Franks has time to sit in the pocket, he's a good passer. No pressure, no turnovers, no win, no chain. Miami needs five sacks, and I think because I think Miami's offensive line is going to give up a few. I think they're going to give up 2-3 sacks. I could easily see it. So I think they need to get five. They need to really dominate the line of, you know, line of scrimmage. Miami wins if they get five sacks. I think UF wins if they rush for 150 yards. I think that's the number UF is looking for. That's the number to keep the chains going, keep the ball out of Frank's hand as much as possible. I think UF wins if they rush for 150 yards collectively as a team. That's the number they're looking for. If they do that, they're going to win time of possession. They're going to win the turnover battle. They're going to keep the lead. Miami needs to win the line of scrimmage, get five or more sacks. UF needs to, in turns, win the line of scrimmage and rush for 150 or more.
Okay. I mean, I think I don't know. I mean, this is going to be such a good game, and I'm so hyped, and I'm so glad that we get this a week early. Like, the college football gods
fuck yeah.
have smiled upon us.
Oh, my God. I'm so hyped.
Yeah. And the college football gods have smiled upon us. Christian, lucky ass, gets to go to the game, and unfortunately, Gene and I get to watch from our houses. And I thought about going to College Game Day because they're doing College Game Day live from Disney, like in Magic Kingdom. But I was like reading about it and they're doing it like where you're not allowed to bring signs. You're not allowed to bring like posts or like you can't bring totems, like none of the stuff that makes College Game Day College Game Day. And I was like,
this what kind of week zero shit is this?
Yeah, this is horse shit. where, you know, I got to go to College Game Day last season when they came to UCF, and that was insane. And the amount of signs that I saw was off the charts. And even in Orlando, there was a Washington State flag. So ESPN and Disney are purposefully breaking the streak of Washington State flags that are at College Game Day because you can't bring one in to Magic Kingdom. You think Mickey Mouse would stand for this shit? This is bullshit.
Oh, someone's getting the flag in.
Somehow. 100%. Someone's sneaking one in their pants.
Oh, no. It's like in their Gooch or something. That flag is getting in. That flag is getting in. I bet you this guy will, like, that guy will be the GOAT. Imagine this guy just, like, flash behind, hit the flag.
Just run
and
it.
Instantly security just tackles him.
That like, would be this amazing. This guy becomes just a like legend. In like, the background know? Of the set.
Like, just keep the streak alive. Yeah, just in the background of the set. And they just keep on talking, like, as if nothing happened.
Right. My girlfriend's like, perfect. Oh, do you want to go to College Game Day? She's like, oh, but you can't bring signs. That's kind of stupid. I was like, yeah, how am I supposed to, like, tell everyone that Kirk Herbstreit eats turkey bacon by choice? Like, how are they going to know if I don't bring a sign? So, all right. There's only one thing left to do. We got to pick the game. We got to pick against the spread. So this is it. This is the foundation of everybody's season against the spread. Starting week one. So right now, and we're going to give you guys a special week zero treat. We're going to pick the over and the under. We're going to pick the point spread. And right now the game is Florida -7.5. We're recording today, Tuesday, August 20th. We're sure the line is going to get a little bit closer by game day. But right now it's Florida -7.5. So we're going to pick that. The over-under is 47. 47. So that kind of sticks with my saying of whoever scores 24 first is going to win. But we're in for a treat for week zero. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give you guys my pick first, and then I'll let you do it. So give me Miami to cover the spread. I'm picking Miami to cover the spread. 7.5. I think 7.5 is too many points for the magnitude of this game. So give me Miami to cover. Give me the under, even though, you know, normally life is too short to bet the under. Always bet the over, especially in college football, because you never know what's going to happen. But I'm picking Miami to win. You know,
yikes.
I don't trust Franks. Yikes. I think this game is going to be a lot closer than, obviously it's going to be a lot closer than 7.5, but give me Miami to win. Give me Miami to win 26-24.
That's my score. Yikes.
Yikes is right, Gene.
Let's hear it, Gene.
That's actually not the under. I'm really bad at math. So give me Miami 24-21.
Oh, for me, I got, let's see here. Florida covers, I guess it's under. It's 27-17.
Whoa.
All right. I can see that. I mean, okay. I'm going to go. Listen, I've been raised on three things in life. It's death, taxes, and UF choking when they play Miami. And that's what's going to happen, because that's all I know. And until something else, you know, prove me. Miami 20-16. Defensive game. Low scoring, classic. Miami finds a way to get a touchdown late. 20-16. Canes.
All right. So that's it. So let's get the little recap. We got, did we expect anything less? Gene picked Florida to win 27-17. Christian picked Miami to win 20-16. And I picked Miami to win 24-21, and we all picked the game to go under. So here's what's going to happen. The game's going to go over. It's going to be like 55-41. Miami's going to win in like triple overtime. Something stupid like
gonna
that
be like
going to happen.
It's going to be like that game last year.
LSU versus Texas A&M round two.
Oh,
that'd be
God.
Hilarious. That would be great. If that was what happened in week zero, that would be a treat.
Like a basketball score.
Yeah, for real. So, again, did we expect anything less? No, we did not. Gene picked Florida. Christian picked Miami. And right now, we're all on the same plane. We're 0-0 against the spread. And Christian said it 100 times last year. If we can keep it, if we can keep it 500, that's a good season against the spread. But you know what? I'm shooting for the moon. I'm trying to go undefeated for the first 3 weeks, and I'm definitely going to lose this game because I just said that out loud. So, again, give me Miami and the under. So, I'm so excited. I'm ready. This game is going to be great. I'm ready to watch. I'm so hype. I'm sure you guys are just as hype as I am.
Yes, sir. Ready to go.
Oh, yeah. You know it. I'm ecstatic. Like I'm so ready to like run through a fucking wall right now. Like I'm all juiced. Like I have, you know, like I'm ready for it. Any closing thoughts, anybody? I'm ready for the game. I've said all I need to say. Okay. I'll say this. Shout out to my mom, big supporter of the podcast. I've never gave her a shout out. Awesome lady.
Shout out to Christian's mom for real. And check us out. We're going to be on the College Football Show with Road to CFB, our boy Brett. We're going to be on his show this week. It's going to be great. We're going to pick a bunch of games from week one against the spread. Those games will not count against the official Playbook podcast record. So if we say some outlandish shit, do not hold us to that, because if it's not said on this podcast, it does not count against our records. So we might get a little crazy, might be a little more loosey-goosey for that episode with my picks than I might be on this show. But it's week zero, baby, and we got 4 more days till game day, and then we got a couple extra days, and then it's week one. So, Gene, anything else?
No, sir. Go Gators.
No, sir. Go Gators. Nah, I don't know about that one, Gene, but like you said, yikes when I picked Miami. Yikes on that. Go Gators, bro.
Shit. Whether it be the mic or the music, it's football season. Whatever it is, drop it.